With that comforting thought, Phoebe opened the folder on the desk and began her ritual. The sheets of notebook paper had been folded and unfolded so many times, the creases were like canyons. The handwriting scrawled across them, still heartbreakingly familiar, as if a ghost was reaching out to touch her. It was an essay she'd never transcribed to typewriter or, later, a computer, as she had dozens of others. This one meant more, because of the blue ink and leaning scrawl. This one was just for her. She took a fortifying sip of wine and began to read.
Phoebe, my wife, my heart, when you read this, know that you have been the greatest miracle in my life. And as weighty a thing as that is, don't believe for a second that your life is dimmer just because mine has ceased. It's past midnight, and all three of our boys made it home to see me before I make my final journey. I can feel my time slipping away, and while I hate having our sons see me like this, frail, sick, unable to take a single one of them in a wrestling match, I want them to understand that death is nothing to fear. It is part of our journey. And as I've come to believe, perhaps it is the most beautiful part. The looming shadow of death, the promise of the beginning of the next adventure, makes a man consider his life, his regrets. There's one I fear, one that keeps me awake even now, one that you have the power to save me from. I need to ask something of you that might sound impossible now, but I'm confident that with the healing power of time and the mule-headed commitment of our town, you will rise again, love again. I need you to be someone else's miracle. That heart of yours can't stop its gifts after I've returned to the earth and the air that I've loved so much in this lifetime. That would be an injustice. You are young. You are beautiful. You are brilliant. And someone out there is going to deserve your heart and mind even more than I ever did. Hiding from that, allowing grief to rob you of future happiness, would be my one and only regret. So please, Phoebe, don't let that happen, or I'll haunt you forever. I've thought a lot about our life together these past few weeks. Being immobile and staring up at the fluorescent lights does that to a person, I suppose. I decided that between needles and nurses and the constant beep of machines more concerned with quantity than quality, I'd pinpoint the exact second that I knew you were it for me. That there wasn't another breath I'd want to take without you by my side. This is where it all began.